9:15 here on the Mighty 690. It's time for our chat with Keith Beaumont from Sun Group here on KGGF. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Great. How are you doing, James?
Oh, doing well. Good to have you on here. As well, maybe we got some rain. Maybe we got some relief in the heat on the way here for the weekend.
Boy, that would be nice. It's sure been hot enough, for sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Plenty of heat. That is definite. So, hey, what do we have going on in auctions right now?
We've got 850 acres of farmland that we're going to be auctioning off. This is going to be in September, and we're going to be selling that in 8 different tracts. There's a lot of information we got up on our website. If you want to get on there and look around, of course, you're always more than welcome to stop by the office if you want some information on it, too. But that's the next auction that we got coming up. We've got some personal property auctions, too, that we're putting together, and we'll be talking a little bit more about them when we get a little bit closer to getting those going. That's kind of what's going on in the auction world. We've got the listing there in Fredonia still available. That's the Eagle's Nest Motel, kind of downtown by the downtown square, not far from that. Real neat business opportunity there, guys. That thing's got several different rooms that they keep rented out, and it's got a fully furnished kitchen for everyone that's living there. A lot of neat, like I said, potential there. So if you want some more information on that, get a hold of me. I'll send you some stuff over. We've also got that on our website, too. You can get some information there as well, but just let me know, or if you'd like to schedule to look at that. So that's what's kind of going on in this real estate and auction world right now. Got some other things that are kind of up and coming, and we'll talk a little bit more about those as they get a little bit closer.
Gotcha. No, that's some good stuff there. So appreciate you bringing us up to speed on all that. And I know it's been a little bit since we've talked with this, and especially good information for home buyers. Talking a little home inspections here this morning.
Yeah. We just had actually an inspection here just a few days ago. A home inspection, to kind of go over what it is and what it does, kind of goes in. A home inspector will go in and observe and make a report on the condition of a house. Usually, it's when it's on the market to be sold, obviously, and someone's made an offer and there's been a deal struck. Usually, a buyer will want to go in there and have a home inspection done. So the buyer usually arranges and pays for, a home inspector to come in and kind of assess the property's condition. So some of the things that the home inspector will be in there looking at is like the heating and air system, the HVAC system, just kind of making sure, things. And I'll kind of mention some of the things that, that when we've had an inspection, maybe some things that got caught, because I can think of when we think of the heating and air system, I remember having one where the inspector had caught that there should have been some double wall piping coming out of the top of the furnace, and there wasn't. So so when you're looking at it, to the untrained eye, it looks fine. It's been working fine, and it looks okay. So having an inspector that knows that should have been double wall, and that's a big deal because that's a, it could be a fire hazard. So that's kind of an example of that. Plumbing. When an inspector is down there underneath the house, checking everything out underneath there structurally and looking at the plumbing as well, how's the plumbing look? Because there's leaks down there, things, obviously, plumbing's underneath the house usually, not always, but they're usually in a place anyways that you're not looking. So it's nice to have an inspector looking at all that. We had one time where the sewer pipe was broken. And we've had some sewage that was going underneath the house, I think kind of under the kitchen area. One of those things, again, you wouldn't have known had you just not had an inspector down there looking around to point that out. So it was a real good catch by the inspector. Electrical stuff, as far as how does that look, is it the old knob and tube stuff? Is it all upgraded? the breaker boxes. You know, the inspector will check that out and let you know how, what that looks like. You know, water, sewage problems, you know, they're looking at all that stuff. You know, and any kind of fire hazards, safety issues or could be issues, you know, that they're going to point out. I guess I can think of one, too, on that. We had an old fireplace that was a gas fireplace that on the end of it, it was an old style type that ran the gas out there for the pilot light. And it was old enough that where if the pilot light got blowed out, the gas would keep spewing into the house. So, you know, the inspector caught that. Again, that's really huge, you know. That's a big, big safety issue there. So, you know, in addition to that, too, you know, they're looking to see if there's any insect infestations, you know, maybe if the inspector sees, you know, if he finds a bunch of cockroaches somewhere, you know, you want to know about that. Or, you know, termites, you know, maybe down there messing around and sees, you know, some termite trails and stuff like that and says, hey, you might want to get that checked out. Maybe you need a termite inspection and obviously probably some treatment. So those are also things that they're looking for as well. Water damage, you know, has there been water damage because there's been leaks in the house, you know, and different whatever other reasons why there'd be water damages. But they're checking that out to see, you know, if they find anything in mold, that'd be another one. That's one that, you know, they'd be able to see if they're crawling around, looking around, you know, they're very likely to catch something like that. And I've also noticed someone that didn't do an inspection, and later found out that there was mold in the house. And, had they done an inspection, that would have been caught. You know, because later they, after having allergy problems and all that they was allergic to all that stuff, they sent someone down underneath there and it was just all over. It was some nice black mold that was just everywhere. But they had waived inspection. So that's where I say, again, I think it's real important to have your inspection done. It's worth every penny to have them guys come out there and check it out. So, you know, anyways, there's just... just a kind of array of things that they're looking for. Those are kind of some examples of what they're looking for. Obviously, you know, any kind of other damages that may affect the property's value, they're looking at. So a few examples, but they're looking at everything. They're, you know, from the roof to underneath the house, all throughout the house, the attics and all that good stuff too. So
no, that is a great reminder and really good option there. It does sound like kind of have that, you know, third party come in and dispassionately, you know, take a look there. But should every buyer get a home inspection when buying a house? What's kind of your advice on that?
Well, absolutely. I mean, without a doubt, I think everyone should get a home inspection if they're buying a house. I highly recommend them. You know, just like I was mentioning earlier about the person that bought a house and didn't get the inspection done and end up having a real bad mold problem and that cost thousands of dollars, you know, to get it fixed. So, no, I think you definitely should get an home inspection done before you're making a big purchase like that. You know, because I mean, you know, a home in a lot of cases are one of the biggest assets that you're going to have or you're going to invest in. So, without a doubt, you should definitely get a home inspection. So.
Yeah, so I guess, can you maybe just walk us through a little bit about how this works? Obviously, you're going to have to get all the parties involved and everything when you're doing this. But yeah, if you could just kind of outline how this whole process goes down usually.
Yeah, so, you know, usually, so whoever's buying the potential home buyer will often hire, you know, a home inspector to come in and to kind of research the property and acquire, you know, a written report that details its condition, including, you know, assessing the necessarily required and recommended repairs, maintenance concerns, you know, like the things that we were talking about earlier, you know, and other potentially, you know, costly issues that could come up. The home inspector will evaluate, of course, the physical structure of the house. And again, all the way from the foundation to the roof, they're checking out the whole thing. And this assessment, you know, kind of will determine if the home's up to code. He'll point out a lot of things, you know, if he sees, hey, this is not up to date, this ain't up to code, this is what it should be, and point all them things out to you. So, you know, and a home inspection can tell a home buyer a ton about the home and save them a lot of money and, of course, a bunch of frustration and aggravation down the road. So for sellers, have an inspection done before putting, you know, their home on a market. That's another thing. It ain't always just for the buyer. You know, a home inspection could be someone that's wanting to get their home just really prepared for the market, and a seller could hire an inspector to come in there and just kind of tell them, hey, what's wrong? What do I need to do? What makes this better to sell? And point out them things, and you can kind of get it more ready to do that. Now, not everybody does that, but there's some that does. Some that just want to make sure that, because whenever it comes in for the buyer to bring an inspector in, a lot of those major issues have already been taken care of. So just another way to kind of have your property more market ready when you're putting it on the market. So, but typically a home inspection is done typically after there's been a sales contract, an agreement between the buyer and the seller. And, you know, for this reason, it's important that the contract include inspection date. It's also known as the due diligence contingency, which is usually around 10 days is what you got. You know, and this allows the buyer time to find and home inspector, you know, schedule it and attend it if they want. But the buyer, if they are not, you know, will receive, you know, the inspector's report after the inspection and then decide how to proceed from there with information that they get. But I recommend that you show up. I mean, you're paying to have this done. It's better to have there with the inspector, can point all the different issues out that he finds and explain to you what he recommends. Much better to be there in person, you know. So that's what I recommend. Depending on what the inspector's, what the findings are, you have the options at that time to request repairs. If you want repairs done, you can do that. Maybe it comes back down to renegotiating the sales price. Maybe the report came out really well. And of course, I don't care, you know, how new the home is and how nice it is. Nothing's perfect, you know. Nothing's perfect, so there's always going to be something that inspectors are going to find. But maybe that the findings of the inspection are not bad enough where you need to have things corrected. You're fine with a few of those little minor things. You know, they're not big deals. And you're fine just to go ahead and move on to closing, you know, after the inspection has been done. Obviously, if it gets too bad in there, you find some really bad stuff, it's going to cost thousands of dollars. It's not something you guys can come to an agreement on getting fixed. There's always the option of canceling the sales contract, so that's always an option too. So anyways, you know, just remember, you know, whenever you're evaluating, you know, your real estate for either a place to call home or maybe it's an investment property, an inspection is just one of several different important things to consider whenever you're thinking about purchasing that property. So, and inspections are also not only good for the investment, but they're important to your safety. You know, some of those things we talked about earlier, you know, with safety hazards that could cause fires and, you know, explosions and who knows what. So they're important for that too. So, but before you're buying a home, you know, you should have it inspected. You know, waiving the inspection could be risky, you know, and, you know, again, I gave some examples of that earlier. So, you know, just I guess at the end of all this is that, you know, we just highly recommend that you get home inspection whenever you're in a sales contract and you've come to an agreement on a price. Get that home inspection done. Don't waive it. It's worth every bit for you to get it done for sure.
All right. Well, Keith, and I know you are more than happy to talk with people about this process and help them out with that as well there at Sun Group.
Absolutely, yes. And best way to get a hold of me is on my cell phone number. It's 316-680-5131. If you have any questions on anything I covered today, or if you're thinking about listing your property, residential land, you know, auctions, Personal property auctions, real estate auctions, any of those kind of questions, or you're thinking about putting it up for sale, just give me a call. Again, my cell phone number is 316-680-5131.
All right, a good one-stop shop there. Appreciate it, Keith. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you here next week.
Sounds great, James. Thank you so much.
All right, you take care. That is Mr. Keith Beaumont, Sun Group, here on the Mighty 690. We appreciate him coming by, and we'll chat to him again at 9:10 on this coming Friday. We have more Open Line on the way here on KGGF.